So despite the decrease in the reported TB cases, the disease is still a serious threat, especially for people living with HIV/AIDS. And we know it is a reality in our country. Persons are living with it, so it is a serious threat for them. That's because TB infection and HIV infection can work together to make these persons who have succumbed to it very ill. And worldwide, TB is the leading cause of death among people living with HIV. It is therefore important that increasing attention be paid to ensuring high standards of the National TB HIV Program and to reduce the incidence of TB, HIV, and when you twin them together, TB and HIV, that's one such method in the development of the manuals that we have this morning to address the policy protocols and the guidelines. And it will be used as a reference tool to provide valuable guidance in the prevention, management, and control of tuberculosis and, you know, TB/HIV at the same time. And I don't want us to see it as just another set of guidelines, but we should be able to integrate this tool into general care and as a part of primary health care. That's very important. And I hope that these guidelines, which we will work on in a few minutes, will help all of our healthcare professionals, those serving with us and those who work in collaboration with us outside, to implement preventative and control measures to manage TB and TB-HIV more effectively.